right, let's get this thing rolling. Wolves win 116. My goodness, 104. In a professional closeout, something that fans may not be used to and haven't really seen for most of the year. If you're joining at any point in time, I'm Andrew Carlson of Canis Hoopus. I just want to welcome you guys in. If you are tuning in at any point in time tonight, there's so much content out there that's going to come of tonight. You're probably scrolling the timeline, as you frankly should be. It was a fun one. And if you're tapping in at really any point in time, just want to say thank you and just appreciate the attention to the site and what in your attention to what we do, and it's greatly appreciated. Wolves close it out in a pretty professional fashion, 116-104. Big performances from Anthony Edwards, big performance from Julius Randle, and to top it all off, the headliners, Jaden McDaniels, which is something that frankly has been a common theme when this team is performing really, really well. A lot of things to jump into with this game. You had LeBron James down the stretch who turned into a human flamethrower. There were a lot of adjustments made on him with 2 minutes left in the game. And also adjustments made on him defensively from the Lakers side and how he kind of overcame that. The professional closeout, again, something that has completely bucked a trend of previous games that this team has had during the regular season. A professional start to the game, another buck of a trend that this team has struggled with for many, many games this season. There's going to be a lot of officiating comments tonight. We'll cover that a little bit. I think that's going to be a pretty hot button issue as we kind of move forward here. And that's one that definitely needs to be covered off on tonight with the Toney Brothers crew. We'll talk a little bit about Luka Doncic. We'll talk a little bit about some of the trends that this team has had so far in the playoffs. We'll talk Anthony Edwards. We'll talk Julius Randle. But we'll just kind of recap the game a little bit. Wolves end up winning this one again, closing out the game down the stretch that was relatively close. I mean, they had it was a 5-point margin with about 9 minutes left. You had the Mike Conley bank in three that was kind of a fortuitous bounce, if you will. And frankly, from there, it was a hold your breath and let's see if this team can get it done. And they ended up doing so. A couple things to point out: points in the paint. Wolves end up beating the Lakers 56-26 in terms of points in the paint. Lakers really had no answer. Jackson Hayes was, again, kind of a non-factor in this game. Lakers going small. Wolves kind of matching that a little bit down the stretch, but definitely had their way in the paint. Second chance points were even at 13-13. Fast break points favored the Wolves once again. They've now led fast break points twice in three games, 21-11 on that front. But really, a professional effort from start to finish, and something that, you know, going into Sunday, it's something that you got to look at with a 2:30 start time. I'm going live here right from above section 110, where our media seats are positioned. A nice little view. We were right above actually the ESPN cameras. Got pretty lucky with that. Was able to kind of see some of the action tonight. Your leading scorer for the Wolves is Jaden McDaniels. He has 30 points. LeBron James it completely put the Lakers on his back with 38. He also had 10 rebounds. Off night for Luka Doncic, completely. Just 100%. He had a stomach issue that was kind of reported after the game had started. I know that was kind of mentioned on the television broadcast. We were kind of made aware of it shortly afterwards. Didn't look like himself, frankly. Had a couple nice buckets down the stretch, but was completely held in check, I would say. And that's another piece of the Jaden McDaniels puzzle that we'll get into a little bit. A weird game for Anthony Edwards, too. Starting off the game, struggling a little bit, especially at the rim. Kept a relatively efficient night most of the game from three, but missed bunnies, frankly, at the rim, which has been a little bit of a theme of his for most of the season. That ended up being something that came back and frankly he rounded into shape in the fourth quarter with some dunks and some layups that he were frankly wide open and he shouldn't have missed. Let's get into LeBron a little bit, and let's get into how he started his frankly domination of the game. It go Wolves. I agree. We'll get into LeBron a little bit, kind of how he started his domination of the game, how that was something that had haunted the Wolves going into the second half, and kind of the adjustments that Chris Finch made with 3 minutes left. LeBron James, I mean, especially in the second half, one of the better shooting performances in the second half of the game against the Wolves in the playoffs that I can personally remember. Kind of started in the second quarter when he hit those consecutive 25 footers that were frankly fadeaways, which seemed to kind of give the Lakers some momentum. Wolves started the second quarter pretty rough. It's about, I think they scored 6 points, and I want to say the first 6 minutes, very similar to their game two start in the first quarter. And LeBron kind of seized momentum from there. He hit a couple massive shots that got the Lakers back in the game, and frankly continued to do so in the third quarter. And the Wolves did zero favors down the stretch. Not very tight defense, a lot of blown assignments, frankly. Specifically in the fourth quarter, there was one with, I think, 5 minutes left where Dante DiVincenzo left LeBron to go double Rui Hachimura and blitz him at the three-point line, which led to a quick pass over to LeBron. Thankfully he had missed that one. But a couple just blown defensive coverages. And that was something that, I mean, that was entering clutch time. That's something that a bugaboo of the Wolves all year. You know, how are you going to guard the other team's leading scorer? Frankly, a criticism of Chris Finch for a lot of the year is the lack of clutch time adjustments, which I think has been fair at points and has been relatively unfair too. But you got to give him credit tonight. I mean, LeBron finishes with 38 points, but completely held in check in the last 2 minutes of the game. Specifically coming out of the under three timeout, the Wolves completely blitzed him. And they said, hey, go pass the ball to Luka Doncic. Pass the ball to Rui Hachimura. I mean, make someone else beat us. And they threw two of their best defenders at him. And they forced him to get the ball out of his hands. I mean, specifically with about a minute left, LeBron said, I'm not going to do that. And he took a rather careless wing three. And that was kind of all she wrote at that point with a minute left. So the blitzing of LeBron James down the stretch is the exact adjustment that you want to see there. It's 100%, you know, again, it's a criticism of Chris Finch at one point in time to say, you know, you're not guarding the other team's best player down the stretch. You're throwing a bad matchup at him. It's not the case tonight. Wolves end up winning 116 to 104. So, and a great LeBron game too. Frankly, at 3 minutes left, the first thought that went into my head is if they win this game, they're going to end up stealing it because you have such a great LeBron performance. And you had a great performance from Austin Reeves too, who had struggled a little bit early on in the series. And so that was one of the things that you looked at and you said, okay, frankly, at that point in time, before the 3 minute mark, Ant had been, you know, solid. He hadn't been great. He hadn't really grabbed the game by the throat like he typically does. Jaden McDaniels is having a great game. How much could you count on that down the stretch? You know, Julius Randle had a fantastic game, but again, is that an ISO? Julius Randle getting an ISO situations, is that something that you really want to see? I don't know. So it was a little bit of an uneasy feeling heading down the stretch that Anthony Edwards ended up closing it out. But it felt like at some point in time that if the Wolves were going to take that, it felt like it was going to be something that they would maybe steal this one. Coming into tonight, my opinion on game three was that the implications for this one are pretty similar to game two. You take this game, you kind of grab the series by the throat a little bit. You head into Sunday with a rest advantage already because you're playing in less than 2 days against a Laker team that's traveling, a little bit older, shorter rotation. They're going to be a little bit more run down. And that Sunday, I think, no matter what, was going to be a must-win game. Game three would be very nice to have. Game two would be very nice to have from a Wolves perspective. But they weren't necessary. And so that tonight is a little bit of an added bonus to be able to not only win game three, but take advantage of a game in which LeBron was just relatively unstoppable and had a really good game from Austin Reeves, too. Quick little stat rundown for the Lakers. Luka Doncic, 6 for 16, 37% from the field, a minus 16. That was tied for first on the team with Austin Reeves, who, granted, from a Reeves perspective, he played 41 minutes, so that minus 16 is just going to be from a sheer minutes perspective. But Doncic just didn't have it tonight, and he ended the first quarter actually 1 for 8. And if you pair that with a 4 for 5 from Jaden McDaniels, you take that quarter 10 times out of 10 from him. Luka Doncic, minus 16, 17 points, 6 of 16 from the field. So you have 17 points on 16 shots. That's a really, really good job on him, even though he was battling a little bit of a stomach issue and just clearly wasn't himself out there. Jackson Hayes plays 8 minutes. I mean, that's been just a theme throughout the whole series. J.J. Redick covered off on that a little bit before the game. Tap danced around it a little bit. I think he understands at this point in the series that no matter what, the Lakers are going to have to go small. LeBron James, 38 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists. Just an unbelievable night from him. And one in which if the Lakers ended up pulling this out, this goes down in his very legendary career as one of his better playoff games. Rui Hachimura, it was a tough night for him. 42% from the field. He took 7 shots. He's 3 for 7 from the field. He had 8 points, 4 rebounds, just a couple assists to add to that. And not much from the Lakers off the bench. Jared Vanderbilt, 12 minutes. Jordan Goodwin, 11 minutes. Gabe Vincent, 15 minutes. Dorian Finney-Smith, 28 minutes. 8 points from Smith. 5 points from Gabe Vincent. 3 points from Jared Vanderbilt. 3 points from Jordan Goodwin. They just don't have a lot. I mean, they're playing essentially 6.5 guys, right? It's a relatively short rotation, and that bodes well for them on Sunday. That bodes well for the Wolves on Sunday. Quick little rundown of the Wolves. Jaden McDaniels, 30 points. Just a tremendous two-way game from him. Just continuing to show why he should not be included on any Kevin Durant trades and should definitely be around moving forward, just completely asserting his will as the second banana tonight in the pecking order. 30 points for him, plus 11. He was 13 of 22, 60% from the field. Just really good stuff from him. Julius Randle with 22 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. I thought the most underrated good game out of both teams came from Julius Randle tonight. Assertive on the fast break, rebounded and ran really, really well. Rudy Gobert, tougher night for him, 25 minutes, 1 singular point, didn't even take a shot. Anthony Edwards, 42 minutes, 29 points. Again, we'll get into his game a little bit later here. But it was an interesting performance from Ant, but ended up closing it out down the stretch, which was exactly what you wanted to see. Mike Conley, 21 minutes, 9 points. And then the bench was good. They gave you kind of what you needed. But not really much more than that. Naz Reid, 4 for 7. Dante DiVincenzo, 4 for 13. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, 1 for 4. So nothing really spectacular, anything that'll make you fall off your seat from the bench. But nonetheless, something that certainly contributed to the win tonight. I want to talk a little bit about the closeout tonight. Like, what was different in clutch time tonight than other nights? That's kind of what I'm trying to put my finger on still as we kind of sit here live. I think there are a couple things. One, the ball movement was better. Just flat out, the ball movement was better. I think you got a couple things down the stretch with Anthony Edwards that he started getting blitzed with a minute left and tried to dribble through two guys and try to bring it to the rim and draw some contact, which you don't necessarily love, but it worked. But I think the ball movement was there tonight. I think Jaden McDaniels was involved. I think Dante DiVincenzo, while he didn't take very many shots down the stretch, he was involved. Julius Randle, very much so involved. The rebounding was there. He didn't allow second chance points down the stretch, which is a killer and has been a major issue with this team, specifically early in games. But, I mean, man, in the clutch, when you're not allowing second chance points, it's massive. So there's a couple things there. And then Anthony Edwards just made his shots. I mean, there's so many times this year that he's done the same exact thing that he did tonight, and essentially it's as good as a turnover, and other teams get out and run and perhaps hit a three or get to the rim and cut it to 4 points at the minute left. didn't happen tonight. Just completely didn't happen tonight. So that's another thing that you look at and say, well, there's three factors there heading into clutch time that completely shifted for the Wolves. And then they guarded. They were assignment sound. We talked a little bit about the blitzing on LeBron with 2 minutes left. Completely assignment sound, which is very different from what this team can typically does in clutch time during the regular season. Ball contained, typically not there. Again, missed assignments on, frankly, the hottest player on the other team. It's happened multiple times. And if you're tuning in, you definitely understand what I'm talking about, right? So clutch time, professional. It looked easy. It looked how it should have all season long. It's a professional effort from both sides of the ball. Let's get into the officiating a little bit. It's a Toney Brothers crew, right? You go into the game and you say, all right, they're probably going to get a little bit more foul happy than your typical officiating crew is going to be. The fans were clearly not happy with a lot of things that happened. Both behind me and in front of me, there were a lot of things that were directed at the officials. Thought it was bad both ways. I don't really think there was anything egregious. I don't think there was anything egregious towards LA. I don't think there was anything egregious towards Minnesota, any specific bias. Frankly, just think it was bad both ways. I think the offensive foul call on Austin Reeves down near the free throw line was really, really bad. I thought the Naz Reid foul on the LeBron putback or the attempted putback was really bad. I saw some stuff on Twitter about the call that was overturned from Anthony Edwards that frankly I thought was a pretty clean steal. Down the stretch, there's a little bit of turmoil under that one. I mean, there was a lot of stuff that was missed, guys. A lot of stuff on both sides. It was a poorly officiated game. Thought that was relatively clear from the start. But you take that every single time, especially when, again, essentially two players for the Lakers show up. Right? Two players for the Lakers ended up showing up tonight. Interesting thing for the Wolves, too. I think be the Lakers' strategy from here on out. More than two players showed up. That's all they need is just more than two players to show up and play the game of basketball the right way. Game two, that wasn't the case. And here's Ryan.
Can I join you?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Come on in. Ryan Eichton joins me. He was down talking to Finch. Who were the players that were available?
Ant and Julius were together, and Jaden and Naz were together.
And it's fitting that they're the two that were maybe together, Julius and Ant. They were basically the two players that showed up in game two for the Wolves. More than two showed up tonight. Sentiments from the team after this game. Anything about the officiating? I just got done talking about that a little bit.
They did not mention the officiating. I'm sure they didn't love it, but I think after when you win, it's much easier to just let it go. There'll probably be some discussions after the game. I don't know, but yeah, they really, all of them really complimented the crowd. Jaden specifically said they was better than the LA crowds. I would tend to agree with that. And then a lot of talk about just the incredible play of LeBron. Yeah. I mean, it's just insane. I was talking to people it was 12 years ago in the finals, Heat versus Spurs. The Spurs' whole goal was to let LeBron shoot jump shots. If the Wolves did that tonight, he would have scored darn near 60. Like, he's just an incredible player. Ant had a funny line that one of the LeBron threes, he shot it from Yucatan. I don't know if that's a real place.
That was a quote that went viral during the All-Star break, too. Tyrese Haliburton talked about that story.
Okay, maybe that's where he's...
Podcast P, which is... That's extinct.
Maybe that's where he's pulling it from.
Maybe fired it back up since he's out of the playoffs. But, no, I thought the LeBron effort was unbelievable. And one thing that definitely wanted to touch on was the fact that they blitzed him with 2 minutes left. Just a really good adjustment by Chris Finch. It was the right adjustment to make. I think it was the common sense adjustment to make. Get the ball out of LeBron's hands. Make him take a bad shot from the wing. Make Rui Hachimura take wide open shots, give it to a struggling Luka Doncic, even though that's, a little bit of a gamble in the last 2 minutes of the game. give it to a Luka Doncic who's having an off night. Just don't let LeBron beat you, which is what it kind of looked like with 5 minutes left. Under three timeout, that adjustment is made. Things look a little bit better down the stretch, and they close it out professionally on both ends.
Yeah, Ant did talk about that after the game, just like talking about the rotations they're trying to make, which is basically don't let the three big Laker players, Reeves, LeBron, and Luka, touch it, or at least don't let them get a nice shot off. If they can get it rotating to Rui and DFS, that's kind of their goal. Yeah, I just thought the Wolves did a really good job. They really needed, I'm sure you mentioned this, they really needed to win that game with Luka. Obviously his play was affected by whatever stomach bug he's got going on. It's easy to joke that that's
not himself tonight.
But ultimately, I mean, in any series, you're going to have things go. I mean, Wolves were missing Rudy for game two, and they still. So you got to overcome that type of stuff, I guess. And from the Wolves' perspective, they needed to win this game because they were given a gift of a really poor Luka game. Obviously, LeBron and Reeves kind of picked up the slack there, but the Lakers aren't deep enough really for their best player to have a rough night. And it was impressive to see, especially late, they were able to get stops. Ant did hit a couple kind of hero ball shots. He can make those, but then also got a Nas three open. The offense was just good enough. The Lakers finally missed an open shot or two, and they were able to win. And now you got game four on short rest. You'd probably expect Luka will feel better if it truly is just something bad he ate.
Yeah.
But got a 40-year-old playing 40 hours later. I don't know.
Yeah. And talking a little bit about Rudy. Rudy, it was very hit and miss for him tonight. Didn't take a shot. He had 1 point. Thought he impacted the game on the defensive end a little bit. He had his plays, but it wasn't necessarily a mammoth impact from him. And actually, the Wolves decided to close small, which was, again, the right move from Finch with 5 minutes left in the game. Anything from him on closing small specifically, that lineup that matched what the Lakers had on the floor later on instead of maybe zagging and going big with Rudy?
It wasn't really asked, I think, it was just kind of obviously the move. To talk about Mike a little bit, him being able to get some offense going in the second half was important, but I do think just the spacing of Dante and the Lakers don't really have necessarily someone that's going to, like we saw it when they would play Nikhil or Dante at point, like getting the ball up the court was the issue. Late in playoff games, you're just going to give the ball to Ant anyway. So you can get away with not having as much ball handling on the court.
And even closing small, again, just wanted to reiterate, 56 points in the paint to LA's 26. A pretty dominant effort inside from the Wolves tonight, scoring the basketball. A lot of that came on the fast break, again, winning that battle 21-11. Jaden McDaniels, a big-time fast break player tonight. Julius Randle, really, really good in the fast break, initiating it off the rebound. Really good night for the Wolves, just being able to get inside to the paint, get to the heart of the Lakers' defense, and finish, which maybe not for Anthony Edwards as much, but certainly for the rest of the team.
Yeah, I mean, points in the paint, they doubled them up. They had more fast break points by a good margin, and they played, you'd like to win the second chance points battles, and they played it even. And that's enough to overcome the shooting disparity. And I think the Lakers shot more free throws. They didn't shoot a great percentage, but those are the key, like coming into the series, I think we knew the Wolves had to dominate like those little areas of the court because the Lakers were going to hit tough shots throughout the series. And they did this game, and the Wolves hit, I don't know what their last few threes. So they got up to like a 35%, a respectable 3-point number. So yeah, really fun game, really fun win, and going to hope to really take control of the series on Sunday afternoon.
We're going to make this pretty quick. Thank you guys again for tuning in. I know, again, there's a lot of content that's going to be coming out tonight, a lot of probably demand to get online and maybe scroll your Twitter timeline a few times, maybe jump on a few live streams. So thank you for giving us a piece of your attention if that's something that you've done. We're going to do these moving forward here after games for the playoffs. As we kind of continue to turn out content on the Canis Hoopas site, much appreciated. Just real quick before we leave, just want to touch on Ant's game. Thought it was a really good Ant game. It could have been great. I thought it was very, very good down the stretch. I thought his shot making from behind the arc was elite. I thought his finishing to start the game was not.
It's been a thing all season, too.
A lot of bunnies. I mean, wide open shots right next to the basket. He started the game relative, I believe 4 for 13 was his start to the game. And he stayed pretty level at 50% behind the arc for the entire time. Efficient, 3-pointer more efficient than the 2-point shot inside mm-hmm. inside the restricted area.
Although he had the 2-point, what ended up being a foot on the line, 2-point dagger. I know you, I'll give you a little crap here. You said as the shot goes up, you're like, no. And of course he makes it. So yeah. Sometimes that's just, you got to make the shots.
That's seeing that a lot. That's from seeing that a lot of times and seeing that not work a lot of times and seeing it work a lot of times, frankly. But sometimes I tend to go towards the jaded perspective.
Yep. But we got to get out of here. Yeah. Thank you everyone for listening. We'll be back for game 4 and then Leo and I back for a pod on Two Herds Wolves pod. Thank you everyone.
Thank you. Ayoo!